how did you get into this profession? How did you get into wanting to do these procedures? It's absolutely clear that you've become expert in them. What drove you in that direction?
I was a resident here from 2006 to 2010, and I found that I really liked being in the critical care units where a lot of these procedures were being done. So that's first where I decided that I really liked doing these procedures. Over the years, I also got very passionate about doing bedside ultrasound or point-of-care ultrasound, and actually went as far as getting a certification through the American College of Chest Physicians in bedside ultrasound. And those two things, those two passions go hand in hand. A lot of our procedures are ultrasound guided, and so they sort of play into both of my passions. The other thing that I really like about doing procedures is the one-on-one teaching with the residents. There are few times and few teams that have one resident and one attending. And the education piece I was very passionate about. And finally, a lot of the procedures that we do, at the end of the procedure, the patient feels a whole lot better.
Especially with the paracentesis, getting rid of fluid from the abdomen.
Yes.
How did you learn? I mean, you learn the processes of see one, do one, teach one. But
yes.
Now with the advent of simulation labs,
mm-hmm.
One can actually practice a lot of this before one ever does it on a patient.
Yes. And that is where the patient safety and quality improvement aspect of what I like to do comes into play. See one, do one, teach one is a very time-honored way of teaching, but it doesn't take into account that every resident, every trainee has their own learning curve, and no patient wants to be on the other end of a needle where the resident has not had any prior training on how to perform the procedure. So the simulation environment actually allows trainees to go through the procedure, get comfortable with it, and even make mistakes in a way that doesn't compromise any patient safety whatsoever.
Pilots have been doing this for years with simulation experiences, so they learn how to fly jets before they're actually flying a jet with one of us in it.
That's exactly right.
So this is the same sort of process.